Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Like War, The Weaponization of Social Media by P.W. Singer explores how platforms built for connection have become arenas for conflict, influence, and deception. Drawing on the author's background in national security analysis and widely reported cases from politics, military affairs, and online culture, the book explains how memes, bots, viral videos, and targeted advertising can shape what people believe and how they behave. It treats social media not as a side channel to real-world events, but as a battlefield where attention is territory and narratives are weapons. The book also emphasizes that this new kind of conflict is not limited to governments or intelligence agencies. Brands, activist groups, criminals, and ordinary individuals can all take part, intentionally or not, by amplifying content and rewarding outrage. By mapping how online systems are designed and pocked, exploited, and defended, Like War offers a framework for understanding modern information warfare and why it has become a central feature of contemporary life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, social media as a battlefield for influence. A core idea in Like War is that conflict has expanded into everyday digital spaces where people socialize, work, and get news. The book frames influence as a form of power that can be projected at scale, often faster and cheaper than traditional military or diplomatic tools. Instead of controlling territory, actors seek to control attention, emotions, and perceptions, because those shape public opinion and ultimately political and economic outcomes. This battlefield is always on, global, and crowded with competitors, from states and political campaigns to extremist groups and opportunistic trolls. The authors emphasize that social networks reward content that triggers reaction, which creates an environment where sensational claims can outperform careful analysis. That dynamic makes it possible to manipulate large groups, not by persuading everyone, but by mobilizing a small segment, discouraging turnout, or fracturing trust in institutions. The book also highlights how the lines between war, propaganda, marketing, and entertainment blur online. A viral joke can act like a political message, and a coordinated disinformation operation can hide inside ordinary culture. Understanding this battlefield requires seeing platforms as strategic terrain, with algorithms, sharing mechanics, and community norms shaping what messages survive. Secondly, tools and tactics, memes, bots, and microtargeting, the book examines how specific digital tools make information operations more potent than older forms of propaganda. Memes work because they are compact, emotional, and easy to remix, enabling rapid spread and adaptation across communities. Bots and fake accounts add scale, creating the illusion of consensus, pushing hashtags, and harassing critics until real users self-censor. The authors discuss how automation and coordination can manufacture trending topics, flood comment sections, and exploit platform incentives that favor engagement over accuracy. Another major tactic is microtargeting, where ads and messages are tailored to narrow groups based on data profiles. This enables campaigns to deliver inconsistent or even contradictory narratives to different audiences without public scrutiny. The book also explores how visual media, live streams, and short clips can be weaponized to provoke outrage or confusion, especially when stripped of context. These tactics thrive in an ecosystem where speed beats verification and where platform design encourages sharing before reflection. Like War stresses that successful operations often combine multiple methods, pairing emotionally resonant content with amplification networks and data-driven targeting. The result is not merely misinformation, but engineered attention that can steer behavior, polarize communities, and overwhelm the capacity of institutions to respond. Thirdly, how online conflict shapes politics and society. Like War connects digital manipulation to real-world consequences, arguing that online narratives can influence elections, public health decisions, social movements, and even violence. The book describes how falsehoods and conspiracy stories can erode trust in journalism, government, and expertise, leaving people more vulnerable to the next wave of manipulation. It also examines polarization as both a byproduct and an objective, because dividing societies makes them easier to influence. When groups retreat into separate information ecosystems, shared facts become scarce, and politics becomes a contest of identity and emotion rather than evidence. The authors show how influence operations can exploit existing grievances, amplifying cultural conflicts and turning ordinary disagreements into existential battles. They also consider the role of platform algorithms that optimize for engagement, unintentionally promoting extreme content because it generates more reactions. In this environment, outrage becomes currency, and public debate becomes susceptible to hijacking by the loudest or most coordinated actors. The book emphasizes that the damage is not only about believing a specific lie, it is also about creating confusion, fatigue, and cynicism so that people disengage or assume nothing can be trusted. That broader corrosion of civic life is one of the most strategic outcomes of modern information warfare. Fourthly, the new players, from states to influencers and hackers. A key theme is that weaponized social media lowers the barrier to entry for power. Traditional influence campaigns once required large budgets, access to broadcasters, or control of printing presses. Now, a small team with laptops can reach millions, especially if they understand platform culture and timing. The book discusses how states still matter, but they are no longer the only major actors. Political consultancies, ideological movements, criminal networks, and attention-seeking individuals can all engage in manipulation, sometimes for money, sometimes for influence, and sometimes for entertainment. This diversity of players makes attribution difficult and response complicated because campaigns can be deniable, outsourced, or masked by organic-looking communities. The authors also explore the blending of cyber operations with social media operations, where hacks, leaks, and selective releases are paired with coordinated amplification to maximize impact. Another point is that influencers and online celebrities can function like informal media channels, able to mobilize audiences quickly and steer narratives, whether intentionally or through careless sharing. LikeWar underscores that modern conflict is increasingly networked, with alliances formed through shared objectives rather than formal command structures. Understanding who is acting and why requires following incentives, audience dynamics, and the architectures that enable reach. Lastly, defense and resilience in the age of LikeWar. The book argues that effective defense requires more than fact-checking after a rumor spreads. Because influence campaigns exploit speed, emotion, and social trust, resilience must be built into institutions, platforms, and personal habits. LikeWar discusses the need for better platform policies and design choices that reduce manipulation, such as improved account verification, transparency around political advertising, and detection of coordinated inauthentic behavior. It also highlights organizational preparedness, where governments, companies, and nonprofits plan for narrative attacks the way they plan for cyber incidents, with monitoring, rapid response, and clear communication channels. On an individual level, the book encourages readers to recognize how their own sharing behavior can amplify harmful content, even when intentions are good. Media literacy becomes a form of civic defense, including skepticism toward emotionally charged posts, checking sources, and resisting engagement bait. The authors also emphasize that counter-messaging is not just about rebuttal. It involves building trust, maintaining credible institutions, and creating healthier information environments. Ultimately, the book presents defense as a shared responsibility because the battlefield runs through social networks that connect friends, families, and coworkers. The goal is not perfect protection, but reducing vulnerability and limiting how easily narratives can be weaponized. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand the mechanics behind modern disinformation and digital influence, including journalists, educators, policy professionals, marketers, cybersecurity teams, and anyone who relies on social media for news or community. It can benefit a reader's life by providing a clearer mental model of why certain stories spread, how outrage is engineered, and how personal online choices can unintentionally support manipulation. That awareness helps people make calmer decisions, communicate more responsibly, and evaluate sources without being pulled into performative online conflict. LikeWar is worth buying compared to many similar titles because it treats the topic as an operational challenge rather than a vague cultural complaint. It links platform design, human psychology, and strategic competition into a coherent framework that explains both the tactics and the incentives driving them. The book's focus on concrete mechanisms, such as amplification networks, targeting, and coordination makes it practical for readers who want to spot patterns and ask better questions when a narrative suddenly goes viral. Instead of offering a single partisan lens, it emphasizes the broader transformation of information into a contested domain, making it relevant across countries, ideologies, and industries. If you would like to support PW Singer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.